بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. كتاب الفضائل، باب فضل قراءة القرآن. عن أبي أمامة رضي الله عنه قال: سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: اقرأوا القرآن فإنه يأتي يوم القيامة شفيعا لأصحابه. رواه مسلم. This is a new major heading which Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has brought, Kitabul Fada'il, the book or the chapter which deals with fada'il and virtues. This is something that our akabirin of tabligh have greatly stressed, the importance of us sitting in the halaqat or in the gatherings of what we call fada'il. When it comes to ilm, when it comes to the knowledge of deen, one is what we call the knowledge of masail, rules, regulations, and more important than that, what creates the urge within us to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to abstain from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited, is what we call ilm or knowledge of fada'il, virtues. Our fada'il amal, our nisab of the tabligh jamaat, a compilation, collection of ahadith of Hazrat Shaykh Mawlana Zakariya rahmatullah alayh. He compiled, chose certain ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he interestingly compiled it under the heading fada'il amal, the virtues of actions. What's important to understand is that even though the term fada'il or virtues, which is plural of fadal, fadal means a virtue, fada'il many virtues, with regards to that, it's important to understand that this heading of what we call fada'il does not just incorporate virtues. What it actually means, although it's given a general heading, fada'il, it incorporates both sides, converse meaning also, virtues and prohibitions. In other words, simple layman language, virtues, what Allah will give you for doing something, and prohibition, the harms that are found unless you abstain from something. So both is incorporated, even though the term fada'il literally translates as virtues, it means both things, they're converse. That is why you will find in this chapter or in any of the books of ahadith where this heading of fada'il and virtues is given, you will find both sides. What Allah will give you for doing something and the harms of doing certain things. In other words, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to stay away from. In this book of fada'il and virtues, the first sub-text or sub-chapter which Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has brought, what we cannot possibly overemphasize, and we see as the Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi in his fada'il amal also has devoted an entire book towards this, what we call fada'il Qur'an, the virtues of the Qur'an. إِنَّ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَرَفًا يَتَبَاهُونَ بِهِ وَإِنَّ بَهَاءَ أُمَّتِي وَشَرَفَهَا الْقُرْآنِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam beautifully said concisely the value, the azmat, the attachment, the importance of us developing an association with the Qur'an. He said that every nation, every group of people, every shariat, every code of conduct, there is sharaf, there is some, if you want to use simple language, call it a mascot, or some identifying characteristic, or some source of inspiration, dignity, honor. Every group, every nation, every code of conduct has something which they derive inspiration from. They have a hallmark, they have a characteristic. They have something they look up to. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, يَتَبَاهُونَ بِهِ. They boast about it. وَإِنَّ بَهَاءَ أُمَّتِي وَشَرَفَهَا الْقُرْآنِ. He said the object of boasting, of honor, of dignity, of sharaf for my ummah is the Quran. This is that association and that gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you want to put it into context, we find that every Nabi of Allah throughout the ages, they face certain challenges in keeping with what was in vogue at that time. Allah ta'ala, in order to establish the haqqaniyat, the truth of that Nabi, Allah ta'ala gave that Nabi certain mu'jizat and miracles that more often than not were pertinent to the challenges that that Nabi faced. Simple example of what I'm talking about, in the time of Musa alayhi salam, the practice of black magic, sihr, was in vogue. So Allah Ta'ala gave Musa alayhi salam a miracle that was superior to black magic. We know the story of Musa alayhi salam and the staff when he flung it, turned into a snake and consumed miraculously whatever the Kohan, the magicians could produce at that time. Likewise, in the time of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, medicine was in vogue, so Allah Ta'ala gave him that miracle which was superior to medical science. In other words, Ihya ul Mauta, bringing the dead to life. No matter how far mankind may advance in medical science, they will not be able to do that. Likewise, curing the born lepers, curing the born blind, etc. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find amongst the other miracles which Allah Ta'ala blessed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with, at that time, linguistic or poetic ability was in vogue. The Arabs at that time would pride themselves on their linguistic ability. This was something that was had reached such a level, they would have what we call melees, they would have fetes, they would have gatherings where the poets would gather and they would prove their linguistic prowess, etc. So Allah Ta'ala gave Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that miracle amongst the other miracles. One was the miracle of the Qur'an, which was such a kalam that if you want to put it into context, there are many, many, many examples. Obviously we have time constraints, but to give us some sort of an idea of how much they prided themselves on linguistic ability, Allama Ibn Kathir rahimahullah in his Bidayah wal Nihayah, just one example, he mentions about one poet at that time, his name was Sahban bin Wa'il. Sahban bin Wa'il, it is mentioned about him that from adulthood, from the time he became baligh till the time he died, he never uttered the same sentence twice. In other words, in speech, never said the same sentence twice from adulthood till the time he passed away. Such was the vastness, the richness, the heritage of the Arabic language. For example, is mentioned in Lisanul Arab, one of the kitabs, that to express dukh or gham, to express grief or sorrow, there are 4,500 different sentences in Arabic. Such a vast language this is. We find that there was one Arab poet, his father passed away. So obviously it was a time of bereavement, people came to offer their consolation, etc. 250 people gathered. The people at that time would look up to the poets. So 250 people, it is said that his response to each one of the 250 was different. A different sentence of bereavement, of taziyat, where on the death of his father, 250 different sentences. Such was language, grammar, linguistic ability, fasahat, what we call eloquence, in vogue at that time. A poet of the days of Jahiliyyah, in fact, what they would do, they would hang their poems on the Kaaba. The Quran came down at that time with such a challenge. قُلْ لَإِنِ اجْتَمَعَتِ الْإِنسُ وَالْجِنِ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَأْتُوا بِمِثْلِ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لَا يَأْتُونَ بِمِثْلِهِ وَلَوْ كَانَ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ ظَهِيرًا. Allah says, tell them, if the whole of insan and the whole of jinnat have to gather together and pool their resources to bring something equivalent to this Quran. Leave the whole Quran, bring one surah. Pool your resources, use your, if you want to talk in modern terms, use your artificial intelligence, use your quantum physics, use whatever you have at your ability. Allah Ta'ala says, jinnat, insan, get together, pool your resources, and try to produce something like this Quran, you will never be able to. Leave producing the whole Quran, you won't be able to produce even one surah like the Quran. This is that miracle that was given to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that ulama say, al-mu'jizatul khalidatu da'ima. Musa alayhi salam's staff was in the time of Musa alayhi salam. Isa alayhi salam's miracle of science, or of medical science, was in the time of Isa alayhi salam. Saleh alayhi salam's camel that came out of the rock was in the time of Saleh alayhi salam. Ibrahim alayhi salam's fire turning into a garden was in the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam. This miracle of the Quran, which was given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, transcended the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam also. This is mu'jizatul khalida, ad-daima. This is that mu'jiza which will perpetuate throughout the ages. And in this age and era where we are facing atheism, we are facing agnostic belief, we are facing the fitna of overload of information, Google, internet, call it whatever you want, facing the fitna of shamelessness and nakedness, facing all sorts of challenges, almost on a daily basis, where Rasulullah said, fitnas are coming for my ummah, kaqita'in min al-layl al-mudlim, like sections of a dark night. A man will wake up with iman, by the evening will have lost his iman. Person will have iman in the evening, by the next morning will have lost his iman. In that age and era, such a miracle was given to this ummah that Rasulullah said, "Lan tadillu idha in tamassaktum bihima." I, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, am leaving you. Physically, I will pass away, but I am leaving behind something for my ummah. I am leaving behind, whether it's Tamil age, space age, whether it is 14 centuries ago, whether it is today, such a miracle, such a thing I am leaving behind, you will never go astray. Impossible. Nothing can deviate you. Nothing can harm you. Nothing can take you off the road to Jannah. Nothing can cause this ummah to lose its moral compass and its direction as long as they will hold on to this. What is it? Kitabullah wa sunnata nabihi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Kitabullah, the Qur'an, and the physical manifestation of the Qur'an, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was the living, walking, talking Qur'an. Such a Qur'an the ummah was given. It's a tragedy. It's an absolute tragedy and irony today that the ummah has lost its link, its association with the Qur'an. Ask ourselves, how close and how attached are we with the Qur'an? Qur'an is not Ramadan only. Quran is every day, every second of our lives. We have to develop this attachment with the Quran. I digress. For example, like I said, one is the living miracle of the linguistic ability of the Quran. That 14 centuries ago, challenge was issued. Bring something like this. Bring one surah like it. Unfortunately, we don't have that association with the Arabic language, so we don't understand what a miracle. Those were people that understood Arabic linguistics. They used to hang poems on the Kaaba and as a challenge. So at that time there was one poet, this is just one example, unfortunately time constraints we had. There was one poet, his name was Labid. He was so respected amongst them that it used to be mentioned about him that whatever Labid utters, when Labid mentions a poem or forms a poem, uktubuha ala al-khanajir walau bil-khanajir. They used to say, write it down on your throat, even if you have to use a dagger. If you write something with a dagger on your throat, you're going to kill yourself. So that extent, in other words, don't lose anything that Labid says. So this surah of the Qur'an, when it was revealed, was hung on the Kaaba. Shortest surah in the Qur'an. Inna atayna kal kawthar, fasalli li rabbika, wanhab, inna shaniyaka huwa al-abtar. For us, we just read some translation. But the beauty, the linguistic challenge that is found in it, Labid was making Kaaba in the days of Jahiliyyah, making Tawaf in the days of Jahiliyyah. He goes around the Kaaba and his eyes fall on this paper or scroll that is attached to the Kaaba with this shortest surah in the Quran. Labid stares at it for a long time. And then he says to the people, Ituni bi-qirtas, bring a scroll, I want to write something. So suddenly, the kuffar of Makkah, they become excited. Labid is going to produce something like the Quran, because they knew the challenge was there. Fa'tu bi-suratin min mithli. Allah says, bring one surah like this. Bring one surah like this. So they get excited. So Labid dictates when they bring the scroll, Inna a'tayna kal kawthar, fasalli li rabbika wanhar, inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar, wallahi laysa hadha kalamul bashar. Allah's qasam, these are not the words of any human being. Quran is kalamullah. Quran is sifat, the quality of Allah. Quran is the speech of Allah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, innakum la tarji'una ila Allah bi shay'in afdala mimma kharaja minhu. You will never find and connect with Allah with anything more effective than the Quran which came from Allah. So under this chapter of fadail and virtues, the first section or first subtext that Imam Nawawi rahimahullah brings is Babu Fadli Qira'atil Quran, the virtue of the recitation of the Quran.